She worked in the hospital here?
Yeah. She started out at the hospital. Went to the clinic then. She's been in the clinic the last 20 years, I guess, 18 or 20. Mm-hmm. In the last 6 years, I think she worked out here. Dr. Pullen's out here. Mm-hmm. He just had a ulcer and bleeding ulcer go well back and had to lay off a while. So I think he's back to work this last Monday.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all members of a church here in town?
First Baptist Church, the Queen. That boy he preached a youth Sunday down there when he was about 14 years old.
Is that right?
Hatfield was here then. He's the head of the Baptist Sunday School outfit over there now. And I think he's in Tennessee, or over there where the headquarters are. Mm-hmm. We get a little magazine here all the time. We get the commission too. It comes from this Foreign Mission Board out.
Have you ever been a member of any clubs or anything like that in town? Maybe.
Yeah, I belong to Sonny Clark. Shriners. Degree Mason on the with the Western Arkansas Society of Scottish Rite. That temple there has a record lot. It has a salesman for Oklahoma. I've got flights to Oklahoma and Arkansas both. Mm-hmm.
You probably know Mr. Jim.
Yeah, live right up there.
I'm talking to him too.
Have you? Mm-hmm. He's a nice old boy, right over at Locksburg. Mm-hmm. That's in the county, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was telling me his grandfather founded that place.
That's right. That's right. And he had an uncle, I believe, that was killed right up there on the streets of the Queens.
Got shot?
Yeah.
He was telling me about that.
Yeah. I was going to use a horse whip on him, and he wasn't going to take it. He just turned off and shot him, killed him up there. That's He's another good old boy. He's got a son-in-law, I believe it is, that's the preacher. I've known him around here since he's been here. He worked for railroad, and then he went out here and worked for the treating plant until he retired. He's had two or three little spells with his legs or something. Went up to see him a couple of times when he was heading over hard luck with his head somewhere.
He was telling me he broke his back when he was young playing football.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. He's got a funny, he talks funny when he's got something with his throat or something. He belongs to Lodge up there too. I got a brother-in-law retired off KCS down here, Hubert Polk. He's been with the company, and I think he started long in the 20s and retired here about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. He don't do nothing but fish now when he can. Him and his wife fixed up and got a camper, and they go out there and stay a week at a time. They like that.
You like to fish?
Yeah. They always have a big fish supper sometime. We go over there and eat supper, and they got them in cartons and cans and stuff in the freezer, you know.